lovelies, I'm Jay Aquaninsai and welcome to Taurus season. This is going to be your Taurus season 2024 cheat sheet. Now, there is a lot of information that goes into this Taurus one. I was hoping to get this up get this recorded yesterday. I'm recording this on the 16th of April and there's so much to include in this. So I took my time with it, which is very Taurus. Take your time with it, prepare it properly, plan it out. There's going to be so much more information, so be sure to check out the actual cheat sheet written up on my website. There'll be questions on there. You'll hear all about it. But I'm going to admit right out of the gate that I am so looking forward to this season. A lot of it is because the last season was so tumultuous. There's been so many shifts. I mean, what a bloody month April has been. And I feel like I can say that even though it is just, you know, midway through the month, it has been quite the month. And I know from people that I've spoken to that it's been quite the month. There are so many astrological transits that we could talk about, but I'm going to save those for the weeklies. And I'm going to keep this talk just about the overarching energies of Taurus and how we can work with those. One of the things that I do want to say to you, and it came up immediately as soon as I started coming up with these ideas, is that remember those seasonals I did in Aquarius season, and once or twice in the weeklies I've mentioned that they seem much more, they seem like 2024 readings. They're not even like Aquarius readings. I think they're 2024 readings, or even longer than that for some of us. Taurus represents, in that sense, then if we look at Aquarius as being where those energies began, right? The vision of our future, you know, whatever that vision is. Taurus season then represents the first quarter or waxing quarter after that energy. So we've been opening up, right? That's what waxing is like, opening up to that energy, to bring it to fruition, to bring those visions into fruition. So I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask you to revisit those. If you don't remember it, revisit. If you remember it, great, excellent. I'm going to have a whole section included in the cheat sheet on my website on, in Taurus season, how you can like ground out that vision, bring it down to earth, that we can have these lofty visions, right? How do we bring them down to earth? So I've got a whole section on that. I'm not going to include it in this, but that will help you to work directly with those messages, right? So the quote for this season, let's begin there. It's from the late Queen Elizabeth II. Those of you that are on the Discord server, you know, I love her. And I respect and just the way she lived her life with, I mean, that grace that she showed, very Taurus. And the quote is, "It has always been easy to hate and destroy. To build and to cherish is much more difficult." So I chose this quote because yes, like I said, she's a Taurus sun. She's a 0 degree Taurus sun, actually. But more than that, I feel like her quote embodies the axis of Taurus and Scorpio. Not trying to say that Scorpio is hateful and destructive, but, you know, we're looking at the shadow of it. We're releasing Scorpio energy this season. So we can see that, right? Scorpio season, you know, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, it's when, you know, that vibrant, vital richness of summer, it's died, it's decayed. The trees have lost their leaves, all the lushness in our gardens have turned to mulch, right? It's the middle of autumn. From a deeply personal place, if we look at Scorpio and even like the associated eighth house energy, it's where we can find our own destructive patterns, right? And even, horrible to say it, but our own hateful tendencies sometimes. We don't see it like that. We can project it out into the world. It's a shadow. I mean, just think about the bloody, one of the well-known animals of Scorpio, what it's named after, the scorpion. What is that stinger for? It stings, right? It kills, destroys, and it can make us self-destructive sometimes. There is absolutely a time to go deep and to do battle with our own hydras. And we've talked about this in the past. That is truly a necessary part of transformation and growth. And I say that with, you know, Pluto hovering around my sun, the ruler of Scorpio. So trust me, I know that deeply, intimately over the past however many years, we know this. But transformation is not just about removing the rot or about the destruction of that which does not work. Right? We can't just keep cutting, oh, I need to cut this out of my life, or I'm going to leave this behind in my life, right? The things that need to die in our life is not just about that. There is another part to transformation, and that is growth. And that's Taurus. That's where Taurus comes in. So let's go back to this quote. And in fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about the first few paragraphs of the speech that it comes from. as it really does illustrate a lot, not just about the themes of Taurus season, but even these times that we find ourselves in. I went back and listened. I'll link everything in the description. I went back and watched the speech. And, you know, let me just explain a little bit about monarchy, because I know it's a controversial topic, right? And if you find yourself getting caught up in, oh God, like these kings and queens, and that's the old guard and whatever, you may be right, right? Power structures, that's also a Scorpio thing. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. In fact, she can't, ironically, she refers to this. She refers to this in her speech, which is why I thought it was perfect. You know, even in the UK, the, you know, monarchy is a controversial topic. And it may be an alien concept to many of you that, you know, live in republics that don't have monarchs. I think it was Douglas Murray who he said he was making this point about every country has something about it that no other country understands. And I think he said about the US, he said it was guns and abortion. He's like, you know, that we all have in the, within the country, citizens of that country have that thing. And in the UK, it's monarchy. It's, you know, other people may find it difficult to understand. And this is cool. This is what it means to have different cultures and come from, different parts of the world. So let me just give you a little bit of background so you understand. At 3 p.m. on Christmas Day every year, there is a speech from the monarch that is played. Or now it's played on the TV. And the quote that I've used, it's taken from the Queen's speech in 1957. It was a Christmas speech. It was also her first televised speech. So she begins by talking about how, you know, 25 years earlier, it was her grandfather that gave the first of these speeches. And she speaks about traditions in this speech. Now, that brought to mind for me the tarot card associated with Taurus, which is the Hierophant. She talks about new and emerging technologies, which television was then, right? Imagine the monarch sat there for all to see, for those that had TVs at that time, right? And we sit here today, 66 years later, we have our own new technologies that, you know, are emerging and that we are trying to contend with. There are a number of people that have fears around AI and all these new technologies coming up. Now, I said I wasn't going to talk about the astrology around this, but think about Uranus in Taurus. Like, this is all a part of that. So I'll give you a little breakdown before I read you the speech. So just so you're aware of this, like, just take it all in. Right. She talks about herself and how she may appear to be this remote figure to so many. Now, you and I, we're not monarchs, but I'm sure, I mean, I know I can, I relate to that feeling of remoteness. First and foremost, from a very kind of truly deeply personal place, think about all that Scorpio energy. How much transformation have you gone through in the last however many years? I know I have, right? But how many people truly see that? Just go hang out with your family. You know, if you haven't seen cousins or whoever in years, they're going to treat you like you were, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And you're like, I'm not that person anymore. Like, you're speaking to someone who's not that person anymore. But even, you know, someone like me sat here talking to you guys now in this video, or, you know, our avatars on social media, or the various roles that we play in life. You know, think about, do people in the office know who you are? No. You know, we don't know each other. Do we truly impact each other? Do we really connect with each other at a deep level? You know, for all the different ways that we have to see each other and to be seen, Instagram, whatever, social media that you used, you could write a blog, you could make videos like this. You know, how much do we actually connect and impact one another? And a quick kind of, you know, heads up, that is going to be a theme that we will most definitely be exploring next month in Gemini season. I did like, she makes this reference to welcoming us to the peace of her own home. And that felt like such a Taurus statement to me. And you'll see when we cover some of the themes around Taurus. So as I said, she does refer to technology and the speed at which things, you know, are changing. And I don't know about you, but isn't that how it feels? I mean, forget the technology for a moment. Even after Aries season, don't you feel like things have kind of sped up a little bit? I'd have done the weekly at this point for the week of the crossover between Aries and Taurus. The Eight of Wands came up in the future. I had this experience this morning about time. That's very Saturnian, but I had this feeling of time and it felt so different, so condensed in some places and so expanded out and stretched in others. And she does talk about, you know, why we find these challenging and what those kind of challenges are. She refers to them anyway. So let me read, I'm going to read it to you. I was going to use her clip, but, you know, I don't want to get struck for copyright infringement and all the rest of it. I don't know what these rules are. Weird things happen. So anyway, I will read it to you. I will not do as good a job as the Queen of England, obviously. but then I'm going to come back and show you how we can ground these principles and ideas into our own lives. So this is what she said. She begins. 25 years ago, my grandfather broadcast the first of these Christmas messages. Today is another landmark because television has made it possible for many of you to see me in your homes on Christmas Day. My own family often gather around to watch television as they are this moment, and that is how I imagine you now. I very much hope that this new medium will make my Christmas message more personal and direct. It is inevitable that I should seem a rather remote figure to many of you, a successor to the kings and queens of history, someone whose face may be familiar in newspapers and films, but who never really touches your personal lives. But now, at least for a few minutes, I welcome you to the peace of my own home. That it is possible for some of you to see me today is just another example of the speed at which things are changing all around us. Because of these changes, I'm not surprised that many people feel lost and unable to decide what to hold on to and what to discard, how to take advantage of the new life without losing the best of the old. But it is not the new inventions which are the difficulty. The trouble is caused by unthinking people who carelessly throw away ageless ideals as if they were old and outworn machinery. They would have religion thrown aside, morality in personal and public life made meaningless, honesty counted as foolishness, and self-interest set up in place of self-restraint. At this critical moment in our history, we will certainly lose the trust and respect of the world if we just abandon those fundamental principles which guided the men and women who built the greatness of this country and Commonwealth. Today we need a special kind of courage, not the kind needed in battle, but a kind which makes us stand up for everything that we know is right, everything that is true and honest. We need the kind of courage that can withstand the subtle corruption of the cynics so that we can show the world that we are not afraid of the future. It has always been easy to hate and destroy. To build and to cherish is much more difficult. There you go. That was Queen Elizabeth II. That was her speech anyway. She is talking about building the Commonwealth, right, and cherishing the Commonwealth. And that was her thing. And that was like over 66 years ago. But you and I, we have an opportunity to build and cherish from our own values this season. I mean, every time I read that speech, I swear, you know, and I've read it a few times now preparing for this, so much, like, I just resonate with it so much. Do you? I know I do. I will link in the description of this video, or, you know, it'll be here, where you can read the full speech if you want to. You can watch the whole speech if you want to. I mean, it's a few minutes long. I will link to all of those. You'll find it in the description of this video, this podcast, wherever you're listening to this. We do need that kind of courage. And cynicism, I mean, have a look at the intellectual elite at the moment. And a lot of it is cynicism. And that cynicism is seen as being clever. It's seen as being, you know, just because you're cynical, just because you can criticize things, because you can shoot down anything, right? That is seen as a good person. That's a person who's got their head screwed on right. I don't think so. You can shoot down anything. What are we building on? What are our values? Even if we're talking about AI, and I talked about some of this, right? I think AI, and I've wrote a whole essay on this on the Discord server, and, you know, it's not even about the AI. Whether it's AI, whether it's some new technology that comes out in 10 years' time, whether it's the bloody aliens that will land, you know, whatever it will be, Mother Earth kind of trying to shake us off like a bunch of fleas, like for, you know, causing harm on the earth, whatever it is an opportunity for us to reflect on what we value. Are we living from our values? And that's a very collective look at this. I am an Aquarius sun after all, but you can also apply, hey, the sun's going to square Pluto. So you better believe that shit's going to come up, as the sun enters Taurus. And, you know, every year we're going to get the sun entering Taurus and squaring Pluto in Aquarius. Are we living by those ideals? What are the values that we live by? I will just add this here. It won't be in the notes, but it's just come to me now as I'm talking about this, that I was looking into AI, you know, I had wrote that whole essay, and I'm interested in humanity and anything that we do, anything. We go back to, I don't know, like bloody working with tools and working the land and doing whatever. It will be about our humanity. Anything. It doesn't matter what we do. It comes from our values, our collective values. But we must know what our own personal values are first and how we come from them. And so I spent like Sunday evening, I was going through like these AI chatbots and stuff, and it was like soul destroying on some levels. Anyone that's watched Black Mirror, the series, which I would recommend everyone watch Black Mirror if you haven't already, because if you get to the core of why I think that series is genius, it's not about the tech. It's not about the future. It's not about any of that stuff. Wherever there is a problem, and there's usually a problem in each episode, it comes from our values. It comes from our lack of values. It comes from the way that we deal with our emotions. Anyway, going back to what I was saying about this, right? That one of the, you know, I think one of the first things that Taurus reminds us, and it's also touched on in that speech, right? Is that we are all organic beings. We're not machines, right? The earth that we live on is an organic being. And sadly, a lot of the systems that we have in the world, whether it's introduction of new technologies, whether it's, you know, capitalism, whether it's whatever, whether it's health, finances, relationships, you know, how we treat them, they take a much more material, mechanistic view of life, of living. Yet we are not machines. You cannot in your life or within yourself, like, just change out one part and think it's not going to have a ripple effect. I mean, you know that. You start a new diet, it affects you in different ways. If you have a health problem, you know, it might be easy just to give you a medicine. I'm not going against, you know, modern medicine. I think it's amazing and it's helped us in so many ways. But there are side effects. And are we just treating side effects and symptoms? So we need a much more holistic view. And I see Taurus as the roots of who we are. And those roots are our values. Because from there, everything else grows. Too often, I think we can focus on that which is not growing. And, you know, we think about how can we find it? How can I add this? Because it's not there. A tree at the end of winter does not need to go looking for leaves. It must grow them. And then think about that. You know, when you grow, I've talked about this before. I remember a video called pollination. You know, when you blossom, when you grow, you attract things to you. All of nature works together. You know, in many areas of our life, and this comes from that material mechanistic view, right? We have this notion that a good life is a comfortable one, but that is not a natural life. There is a video that I posted on Discord. It's in the Feed for Thought channel a while back, and it was about mental health and illness. And there was this soldier in that, and she's talking about having PTSD and how she was treated, and it ruined her life, right? You know, the kind of mental health treatment in quotes there that she received. She said it ruined her life, and she said it was okay. It should have been okay for her to feel the pain and to grieve. Like, that's what she needed. She needed someone to help her through the grief, not to receive medication that numbed her out. So think about that. Think about that notion that we have that everything's meant to feel comfortable. Yes, you know, and here's the irony. Taurus does ask us to look for comfort and where we can get that. And we'll look at that in a moment. But I do want to say this, that sometimes the most natural part of living is pain and discomfort. Let's say that again. Sometimes the most natural part of living is pain and discomfort. Just ask any mother who's, you know, gone through childbirth, or anybody that's lost a loved one. Would they want to be numbed out in that situation? So when we look at comfort, you know, and I think Taurus does talk about that, and I will get into it more specifically. It's not about numbing you out. It's what you need in the moment. It's what you need to grow. It's what you need to transform. It isn't about the removal of discomfort and pain completely. And it's our values that give us that courage to navigate and to grow through challenges and hardships, which are a natural part of life on Earth. Look at any species, look at nature. Right, I'm going to quickly run through some of the themes. I've broken them down into 10. I just picked 10, right? So first and foremost, because it's Earth, a grounding practice. That's a good idea, too. A grounding practice, right? What does that mean? You hear people say ground yourself. I think in the most kind of Taurus kind of literal sense, one of the ways to do this is to connect with the Earth, connect with nature. Remember, you're a part of it. We hear a lot, right? And I'm not having a dig at this, you know, star seeds, whether we come to this earth. Yes, we might have come to this earth, but as we are on earth, we are a part of the earth. So anything that we talk about grounding is going to be about what we do in our day to day life. how we remind ourselves that we're a part of something bigger, whether that's spending time out in the garden, whether that's being mindful, you know, as being very mindful as you eat your food, being there in the present moment. What are you rooted in? Even with all this stuff that's going on in the world, like, what are you rooted in? And it's the same with, if you go back to that Aquarius, I made some notes here. Let me see what I wrote for around that. So this is what I'll just read you it. You can read it on my website. But grounding the vision. So in Aquarius season, we planted the seeds of innovative ideas and visionary thinking. Now, during the waxing quarter energy of Taurus season, it's time to ground those visions into practical reality. You know, how can we take those kind of lofty ideals and dreams and visions that we have and bring them down to earth, making them tangible and achievable? Is it a daily practice? You know, all of these things come up when we're grounding the vision. And I'll go into the first one just so you know. So I have a certain question, like, how do I currently connect with the earth and nature in my daily life? Are there any kind of grounding activities or practices that I can incorporate into my daily routine? To going for a walk, meditating, mindfulness, whatever it is. How does grounding myself affect my overall sense of well-being and stability? So remember, grounding isn't some kind of woo concept. It's real. It's practical. It's day to day. What are we literally doing with our day to day? So I've done this for all of them, but I'm not going to go through all of them in this video. You can go check that out, like I said, on my website. So then I have material world focus. Now, this is something that we often don't think about or look at, right? Because it's not seen as spiritual, which is bullshit. I will think about doing a video on this. I just get very busy and caught up, and I've got loads of shifts and changes going on in my own life. But this would be a great season to look at your finances, to budget, to think about long-term financial goals. Now, if you have plans, you know, whatever it is, a family vacation or to move into a new house, this is a great time to plan for that. To build that stable foundation for your financial future. So, you know, oftentimes it's something that we're told, I don't think we're told to do that, but it's not seen as spiritual, right? To want money or to want luxuries or to want a Ferrari or whatever. Why not? Why not? And one of the reasons I do actually want to do a talk or a video on that, because I think it's really important to look at. Especially when there's a lot of people that are struggling. I mean, forget Ferrari. A lot of people just want to make rent by the end of the month, right? But this is a good season to do that. Like, don't judge yourself for needing or wanting part of your experience here on earth to be material, right? For things that you have, for the money that you have. So that's one of the things that I have looked at, and I've got questions for this. And I've done the Aquarius part for this as well. So there's three parts to each of these. One is what it's about. The other will be how we can tie in the Aquarius vision, seeing it's the first quarter, right? And also the questions, how we can, what questions you can ask yourself. Then I talk about sensory pleasures. Now, this is where I kind of touched on it before about the comfort, right? This is about indulging in the pleasure of the senses. And Taurus is very sensual, which, you know, of the senses. What smells nice, what tastes nice. Part of being here on earth is not just about wanting things or doing whatever or looking at the rot of life, right? It is about savoring the simple pleasures of life. Whether it's good food, whether it's the clothes that you wear, do they feel good? Music, beauty, art, nature, it's all Venusian things, right? This is a good season to pamper yourself. Venus is going to be in Taurus. And so I think one of the ways to balance out that Mars energy, which Mars is going to be in Aries, Venus is going to be in Taurus, which are beautiful. They're both at home. They both rule those signs. This is a good way to get balance in that, but we'll talk about more about that when it happens further down the road. So think about what you enjoy of the senses. Connect with your senses. I talk about this a lot. I have a Taurus South Node. So I'm very aware of my own sensory pleasures. And I think I said something like, you know, I might look like a bag lady some days, right? But I will smell divine. Like, I have a thing about scents and smells and, you know, scented candles I love, hand creams, you know, all of this kind of stuff. I love that stuff. I like my area to smell nice. I like to smell nice. And that's one way when I'm connecting with myself. I have favorite shampoos or soaps and stuff, just because I enjoy the smells. Another one is sound. So the two for me are sense of smell and sound. Now, think about what that means. Why do we look at the sensory pleasures? So, you know, if sometimes you guys can see, I have a candle lit and stuff. It helps me to face difficulty. You know, I can get more done if it soothes me in a way, so I can face more difficulty. So I can plow the field as the bull. So I can get through tough readings that I'm doing or talks or things that I'm writing, or, you know, that helps me. If I have soothing music playing, that helps me. So connect with your senses. I'm also one of those people that if we're having a talk, I don't really need a visual. You know, people turn their cameras on and stuff. And in fact, this has been shown actually that I think it was Lex Friedman or someone that was talking about this in a podcast, that we can be more intimately connected with each other when it's just voice than visually, because we get a bit self-conscious, you know, that deeper connections can be formed. I forget where he said that, but I do remember hearing that somewhere once. And I know that is true for me. Now, Taurus is also about patience and persistence. Think about that bull. So this is a good time to think about long-term plans, that this things are going to take time to happen. Where are you impatient for things to happen? Do we need to refine our goals? I think about the Seven of Pentacles. That is a Taurus card. We can have challenges. We can have setbacks. But if we're thinking about leaving something, ending something, you know, whatever it is it, do we need, does it need more time? And only we can discern this depending on what we're looking at. This is a really good season to really, really look at what your goals are. And that's why I brought in the whole Aquarius part back in Aquarius season. What are your goals? And yes, there can be challenges. Yes, there can be setbacks around all of this, that when we're going for something. But this is where we do that Seven of Pentacles. Is this worth the time and effort? What are the results that I'm getting? What do I need to tweak around this? Where would patience serve me more? Where would, you know, needing to go a little bit further, be a bit more persistent with my goals, where would that help me? And it involves being completely honest with yourself that, you know, no, I need the results now. Sometimes we do need the results now. You know, think about if I'm going to get kicked out of, you know, where I'm living because I need the money for it. Then coming up with a long-term plan, right? That, yes, would have to happen. That's a secondary thing that I would need to look at that. Like, I can't go through this every single month. But I also have immediate issues, right, which need to be dealt with in the moment. So it's being able to discern and look at this. It requires patience. In fact, you know, the next one that I picked is values. And I didn't put it at the top because I think we need the other ones, you know, the kind of grounding ourselves, the knowing that there are good things in the world, right? You know, the senses, patience. We need all of that before we can actually identify what our values are. What are your values? I've said this so many times that values are not just, you know, I might say that I value my health, but then I eat like shit, right? You know, then that's something that's, then I'm saying I would like to value my health, because if I do value my health, then why do I eat the crap that I'm doing? Why am I abusing my body in that way? Right. I did initially call this value alignment. I don't know. I don't really like the word alignment, because there's this kind of attached to alignment is this more doing, right? I need to do this. I need to fix this, right? And I'm really trying to encourage people to move away from that type of thinking. There will always be things that we need to align with, do whatever. There's nothing wrong with that concept. But the reason I kind of point it out and I'm taking this stance about it, you know, I talked about it with the balancing thing as well, is we become so much about doing. I need to do this. I need to do that. Especially at this Taurus season. This Taurus season, go a little easier on yourself. Be kind to yourself. That's where that line always used to come from. Be kind to yourself. What is it that you actually value? And think about it from the point of the ageless values that the Queen talked about in her speech. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of career, what do you want? And I mean this beyond, like, that's why I did the money one separate, right? I mean this beyond just how much you earn. It's where you can function, where you can grow from your values. It's not just about what you get. That's the kind of shadow of Taurus energy, right? What can I get? No, this is about, you know, I value autonomy in my work or relationships, whatever, so that I can be who I am, so I can authentically show up as who I am. So there's a lot that comes up around values. I'm sure we'll look at that in the themes, because that's one of the core aspects of this Taurus season. So I included self-care, and I mean that in terms of your physical well-being. That, are you taking care of yourself? Do you understand what your body needs? What kind of food are you eating? What kind of activities do you engage in? Like, you know, what is it that you're doing? Do you have time to relax and rejuvenate? So this is a good time to, I mean, that sounds like a very Virgo thing to say, but hey, that weekly reading, it came in with bloody Virgo and Capricorn. There's a lot of earth kind of coming up around this. You may not get immediate results. These are long lasting benefits. Long lasting, long term goals is a massive theme of Taurus. And that's why I think this Taurus season, it's really important to get back to some of these values, get back to understanding this about ourselves. Because the world is so fast paced, guys. It is so fast paced. And think about just think about politics, right? I know in my own country, they are so short sighted. It is about, and I'm sure people in the US would say this as well. There's this very short sighted aspect to a lot of things of, how can we win the next election? How do we get the votes now? How do we please this group and that? Like short-term benefits in political decisions, short-term benefits, things that we do to the earth, right? Short-term benefits so we can quickly get something. And no, Taurus isn't about that. It's long-term, long-term. Let's think long-term. One of the reasons that I brought in the whole kind of Aquarius dynamic of this is, think of the world card that's Saturn, right? Think of the Wheel of Fortune, that's Jupiter. You have the fixed signs in the corners. These are where we ground us. They're the cornerstones of our existence. What are we building? That's what Taurus asks us. Taurus will build it. But to build something, you need a long-term goal. The longer it takes to build, and you know, the more solid we build it, the longer it will last. Think of the pyramids. Or think of a bloody house of cards. Do you see what I mean? This is about what will last in our lives. And I mean that around our health. I mean that around our finances, around our relationships. We take our time. So we want to look at, you know, where we have stability and security. Now, stability and security, I've done this for a reason, because this could be relationships that we build. This could be the house that we live in, right? It could be how we invest in our future. All of these things that I've talked about. This is a solid foundation that we're building now. You talk about Aries, this is who I am. I've decided who I am. All right, so how do I ground out who I am in these values? What is the solid foundation? Because it is Earth season. We want to be looking at this from a physical place, not just philosophically, not just in terms of ideas. I mean, Aquarius is great. Great ideas, vision of the future, amazing. But how do we get there? Taurus gets us there. Taurus helps us build the foundation so we get there. Now, this is where I was talking about, you know, being kind to yourself. Embrace change with grace. I think grace is a wonderful Taurus word. And here's the irony of this. Taurus is known for being stubborn and for resisting change. But this is what I would say, that stubbornness, that resistance of change, that's the shadow of Taurus. I argue that Taurus gives us the resilience to change. A true Taurus energy in its highest vibration gives us the resilience, like the roots of that tree. It's rooted in something, not because it's trying to prevent the tree from growing or the plant from growing. It gives it the stability to change, the resilience to change. So that's something, that was the stability and security that we looked at before. But then knowing that change is not easy, knowing that change is difficult, right? We must show ourselves and other people grace. We will make mistakes. It won't go smoothly. We must be willing to adapt. We may have different needs at different times. We may have to change things up as we grow and change. You know, our circumstances, they're shifting. There's change happening. And so I think Taurus is knowing what we need in the given moment. That's why I talked about senses. That is why we look at, how am I feeling right now? You can come up with the best well-laid plans, but it can take its toll on us. You know, it can take its, it can have an impact on our relationships. We can't just stick to the plan of, this is what it is. I have to keep going this way. If you were building a house and you noticed that, oh God, okay, this doesn't look like it's working here, then you would change it. You would need to be secure enough in yourself, not just fall apart. Oh shit, the plan's falling apart. No, you'd think, okay, we need to change this up. How do we do this? What do we need to change? That is why I say grace. And with that comes forgiveness. You know, one of the things that alarms me the most in the world at the moment, or in relationships, especially with this kind of cut off culture, cancel culture, you know, that kind of, this is not what I need, plenty of fish in the sea, whatever, is we don't show each other forgiveness and grace. We make one mistake and it's the end of the world. And so this is pressure to be perfect. I have to be perfect. And that can paralyze us into not acting, because when we are changing, when we are trying to grow into something new, right, or create something or build something, we will make mistakes. All of us make mistakes. And this is where I think showing ourselves and others grace and forgiveness is massive. So the other one I picked, and this kind of takes us into next season, but I would ask you to kind of bring it in right now, which is mindfulness in, and mindfulness is a great Taurus word, but in communication. This is where patience comes in as well. This is where, you know, take your time. Take your time is a great Taurus thing. Take your time to listen to others, to speak thoughtfully, like think it through yourself. Trust me, it will go nuts in Gemini season, where we'll be fast talking, doing whatever. Jupiter's going to move there. So take this time, really think things through. Express gratitude for the blessings in your life, right? You know, thank you. Manners, thank you. Let me think about this. You know, this might be a good season to not make snap decisions and stuff, but to take your time to think about things. Let me consider what I want to do. What would be the long-term repercussions of, yeah, I could go. Not about censoring yourself. Like, we're trying to be authentic. We're trying to honor our authenticity and our values, right? But that might be that, you know, we can get hurt by each other. People can make mistakes. We can make mistakes. We can lash out, you know, the bull in the china shop. That is a part of Taurus energy, but it's also about patience. Let me think about it. Let me get back to you tomorrow. Let me sleep on it. We want to make sure we're not speaking from, because we're hungry and we're angry and let me go rest. Let me just sleep on it. I'll get back to you tomorrow if that's okay. Because we understand I could lose my shit right now, but I value this relationship. I don't want to do that. There has to be another way that we can work through this where we can both be authentic, but we're still building the relationship. So that's why I did add mindfulness and communication, because that leads into next season. More than that, right? And this is, we want to cultivate a sense of inner peace and inner stillness. And our values give us that. That connecting from our senses gives us that. Connecting with nature, reminding ourselves of our own nature. Feeling secure and stable and what that looks like in our own lives, each of us. That's what we're doing here. And think about when we cultivate that inner peace, because then that is how we can hear the I think that's going to come in for Gemini season, or the I feel that comes in for Cancer season. Our values give us that. Knowing what we value, knowing what we believe in, you know, that's the Jupiter and Taurus part of this. It also shows us where we need to change, the Uranian part of this. Because when you have a planet like Uranus in Taurus, and it's been there for a while, but that conjunction happens, right? Just as we start this season, that conjunction happens. It's the deep rooted stuff. Where Taurus changes, it is not just something that, it's stuff that we've done forever. It's stuff that we don't maybe even realize. It's the things that go on in the background. It's who we kind of think that we are. And we're like, shit, maybe I'm not that person. I've always expressed my values in this way. Maybe that is not the best expression of these values. There is another way to do this. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave it right there. There are loads on this. I've quickly just touched on all of those aspects. But like, I'm just going to remind you once again, I've written about each of those. I have questions for each of those that I've added here. And I've written ways that you can connect it to your Aquarius stuff, the vision that you came up in Aquarius season. And even if you didn't come up with one, hey, you might have one in Taurus season from your values and how you're going to build it long term. Slow and steady wins the race for this one, guys. But I think there's ways that we can all help one another, give each other stability, security, show each other grace, understand that even on the, if on the surface, that we are all different. Our natures are the same. We're all human beings. We all have these different, we might have different values. We might value different things about life, and we'd have to, right? But we have, in our nature, there is something that all of us have. Anyway, there you go. I hope you got something out of this. I wish you a wonderful Taurus season. Hope you'll let me know how you get on. Thank you to everyone that supports the work that I do, whether that's through donations, whether that's by sharing the work that I do, talking, connecting on Discord, whatever it is that you do. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to share and holding space for me to share my values with the world and what I value and my processes. I'll catch you guys next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.